Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisors one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lee Botten and Eric Casabori, CEO to Retro Fitness. And founded in 2004 by entrepreneur Eric Casabori, Retro Fitness has evolved from a regional Northeast gym concept into a national fitness system with 90 gyms open or in development in 11 states. Lee Botten spent 9 years playing as a cornerback in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions, and most recently, the New England Patriots before pursuing options in entrepreneurship. I will be speaking to Lee and Eric in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisors one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lee Botten and Eric Casabori, the CEO to Retro Fitness. And founded in 2004 by entrepreneur Eric Casabori, Retro Fitness has evolved from a regional Northeast gym concept into a national fitness system with 90 gyms open in development in 11 states. Hi, Eric. Hi, Lee. How you doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Thanks. And I think that's Eric. Is that your voice, Eric?
That's me.
Okay, I got it. I've seen a couple of your interviews on YouTube and things like that, Eric. So how you doing? Where are you calling from today, Eric?
Calling in from Jersey. Call from that New Jersey.
Oh, isn't that funny? You know, it's my wife grew up in Aberdeen, so it's not too far from you guys.
Ah, there you go, Monmouth County. That's right.
That's fantastic. So I guess, you know, I'll start with you, Eric. I don't think Lee has actually called in yet. So, you know, we'll pull him in when I see him on the switchboard. You know, this is, this is an interesting concept. I think we can go back to the beginning and maybe you can tell us about Retro Fitness and how you came up with the model, because I think it's an interesting story.
Yeah, you know, it started, I was in the fitness business, I guess you would say, since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I worked out in gyms, and I worked in gyms since I was a young teenager. As I got older, I went to school for exercise science. I really enjoyed it. Didn't know which way my career path was going to go,
right.
So I wound up dropping out of school and working full time in the fitness centers. When I got into deep into the management side of it, I really wanted to learn more. I wanted to open up my own fitness center. The first one we opened up was a private label, fitness center back in the day.
Yeah.
And, I remember we went there, and my father, we got an SBA loan, had a partner. We were borrowing money from everybody we knew to get off the ground. Paid those loans back with interest, and I remind my father that every day, that we paid it back with interest.
That's great.
And that was the beginning of it. And then, I got frustrated with the industry, I felt like there was a need for some changes, and I wanted to kind of go my own direction. I started penciling the business model for Retro Fitness. Literally was upstairs in my daughter's bedroom while she was a baby sleeping. I was in her room just rocking her to sleep, and I started writing down all my ideas and, started to really get serious about it. And the next day I trademarked the name Retro Fitness.
Wow. I love this story, Eric. I mean, it was to me, when I was reading and studying about you, I mean, it's really a classic entrepreneurial study. I like how you said you got frustrated with the industry. And I recall one time, I think it was another interview you were doing, talking about, the whole model, of the industry, like one guy playing basketball on a basketball court. There's a lot of waste, or like one person swimming in a swimming pool. And there's a lot of waste in the industry, isn't there?
Oh, so much. And when you're paying so much money for square foot and commercial real estate rates, really didn't take too much of a nosedive, even with the recession. It really wasn't so much of a turn down in those rates.
Yeah.
So, it's so expensive per square inch, we say. We try to make use of every single square inch on our side of our gyms for our franchise owners, for our company. And we just felt that there were so many models that were being used inside of a quote-unquote fitness center that just didn't belong there. It wasn't a specialty. It's the old theory that you can't be everything to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do what you do really well, and that's what you should, focus on as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's well said. So are all the franchises, are they different sizes then, Eric, based on, the market? Is that how it's all set up?
It does. We have a very elaborate software system. It's a demographic analysis software system, along with a great director of real estate, who together we make a collective decision on what the size of the space should be for the market.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just go in there with throwing arrows blindfolded at a dartboard. We kind of say, hey, what are we looking for? How many members do we think we can serve? What size club serves this? How much equipment can we get inside of this specific box? And that's how we make our decision. They're very remedial decisions, but they're very well thought out decisions, because you can't go back on those. Once you pick a spot, you're married to that spot 10, 15, 20 years in some cases.
That's well said, absolutely. But what's the presence like for Retro Fitness in the U.S., Eric?
Well, right now, we broke into our 90th club, which we're really excited about.
That's great.
We're very excited that we just signed into another state. We're in 11 states now. We just signed a beginning 3-pack deal, which could turn into a 10-pack deal in Michigan.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that. Our California roots are beginning to start. We're signing leases there in Northern California right now. Our Carolina deals are beginning right now. So we're really starting to, get out of the, we were in that core Northeast market,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Connecticut. Now we're starting to really push ourselves further west. We're trying to get into Chicago now, too. We're looking at some things there. So we're really trying to just, pepper the whole United States, but in a very educated way. We're going about it from a demographic analysis standpoint, from a market share standpoint. We're just not rushing into a market because we think we want to be in this particular state.
That's interesting. So what about your projections for the future then, Eric? I mean, if you can look, because you're the founder of the company, I can ask you this question, where you see the company maybe 5 years down the road, how big
We say our 300. You know, in 3 years we want to be at 300. You know, new units.
Right.
We see, you know, once you springboard to that 250 to 300 mark, turn the corner to 500 is strangely almost a blink of an eye.
Mm.
So what you have is you have developers like guys like Lee and his group. You know, Lee comes in and they're a multi-unit owner. They get the feel and the flavor for retro. You know, once you get bit by the bug, they see what kind of model we run, how it's a management-driven model, and then they come back and say, okay, you know what? We want five more. We want to do six more here. Oh, did anybody buy Phoenix yet? Has anybody buy this one yet? And that's how it starts. And in franchising, as you well know, it's all about, you know, the developers you have. You know, you get some really good development groups, and it changes the profile of how you grow your franchise.
That's well said. I remember reading about, you know, Lee Bodden, you know, that at an early age, I think he thought he was an entrepreneur, even before maybe he was an athlete, you know. what was it about Lee, you know, that stood out that you liked? Because franchising is certainly a partnership, you know, so you liked him and he liked you. You know, what did you see in him?
Oh, you know, it's funny you say that, because we say in our offices, you know, when franchisees come in to do, you know, an open house or learn about retro,
mm-hmm.
we're really learning about you as well. It's an
right.
equal opportunity interview. We're interviewing you and you're interviewing us. And the thing that was great about Lee is right when I met him for the first time, I said, I really want this guy in my system. He's
yeah.
a level-headed guy. Here's a guy who's had a great NFL career.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, hanging out on cloud nine and not having a care in the world, doing it, but he's a – you know, let's get down to it. You know, I'm excited about building another business. I want to build the brand with you guys. He's as excited as we are about building more of his future and creating more of security in his future as well outside of athletics. He's one of those guys you meet that was so intelligent, and I admire how he handled and managed himself through his career, because you read about athletes all the time that are
yeah.
out, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years, can't even make it as long as Lee did, and they have
right.
nothing to show for it. And here's
yeah.
a guy like Lee that was really intelligent about everything he did. And he's just a great guy to be around. I mean, his teamwork, he's got, you know, when you play in any sport, especially at the level he's played, professional, you get the essence of how important teamwork is and learning from the coaches. And that's kind of what we do in franchising. We're coaching.
Yes.
We're teaching you everything we can about how to run this business more efficiently and how to run the business to the best of everyone's abilities. And so that means a collaborative effort. And that's what teamwork is, a collaborative effort. So there was such synergy there. You know, when Lee came into the system, and his work ethic is impeccable. I mean, I was out there at the real estate convention in
uh-huh.
the ICS there in Baltimore. He was there, you know, every morning. We were, you know, talking about landlords. It was amazing. His intensity and enthusiasm, him and his group toward the retro fitness business model is really impressive.
That's fantastic. You know, I think it says a lot, too, you know, that Lee you know, went forward with your franchise too, Eric. I mean, because there's just, you know, there's so many choices out there today, aren't there? I mean, I think they're up to like 2,500 different franchise systems, you know, and there's a bunch in your industry as well. So I think, you know, by him saying, you know, you guys are the ones I'm going to go with, I think it says a lot for retro fitness, doesn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, it was an impressive validator for us. You know, we're starting to see some really fantastic entrepreneurs, business folks, corporate America people, professional
mm-hmm.
athletes, take a vested interest in our business model, because, you know, it's great when you have an item 19 like ours is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yes, absolutely.
The numbers we put out, any sophisticated investor that reads it says, okay, give me the scoop here. Well, how is this possible? And it's great because there's no secrets. Our item 19 is exactly what you see is what it is. And it's a great – and even this year we're so excited to release the next one because we're like, holy crap, the numbers got better.
Exactly.
You know, you see these guys that are out there, and they have – you're right, they have tons and tons of choices, thousands of choices. But it's a great thing to sell. I mean, we're selling health and fitness. So at the end of the day, you always feel good about what you're putting out there at the most remedial level of business. Hey, what am I selling to the consumer? That's a feel-good kind of day for you. Then when you can turn some of the numbers our models are turning, it's feel-good on the other side. Hey, this is a great, you know, viable business. I'm running it the way I'm supposed to run it. I'm following the models to a T. And look, here's the results that I thought I was going to get, and I'm exceeding them or I'm hitting them. This is great. And it's a win. It's a win all the way around.
That's fantastic. What characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Eric? I mean, in addition to, you know, of course, Lee being a professional athlete, you know, and his ability to follow rules and things like that, but maybe some of your other franchisees, like, I mean, what were they doing in their past lives?
You know, we look for people that have had, you know, the basic most important thing I think you have to say is, how does this individual manage their money, their own personal finances? You know, most people take a personal financial statement from a candidate because they want to see, you know, where do you fall on the scale of net worth? But
right.
that's really not what you're really looking for. That's part of it, of course. but how does this individual manage their own finances? If somebody didn't manage their own finances well, the odds they're going to manage their store's financials are pretty slim, because what's more important than your personal financials? So
sure.
We look at personal finances in a very unique way, and then we look at the character. What have you done in the past? What have you done? You don't have to have run a multi-unit business to come, you know, own a retro fitness, but we certainly want to see what your background is. Are you a good fit for us? Do you have something that's in your career, education, work history background that will fit well into our model, so it'll make your life and our life very, very nice together for a long, long time? Unfortunately, sometimes people, you know, and I learned this very early on in my career. I was given some really good advice from one of the largest sandwich makers in the world. I met him at a trade show, and he told me, he goes, son, let me give you some advice. He goes, you're going to want one or two of the first few checks you took to give them back.
Right, right.
And it was one of the things where you don't just take a check from someone with a pulse because you want to sell a franchise. And
exactly.
I was very fortunate that I had some really good operators early on to get me springboarded off the ground. People I knew that were close to me, which is usually what happens in franchising, right? Your first few sales, the people that you know. And
sure,
I was very
absolutely.
Fortunate to be able to stay in the trenches with them and work with them and build the system together and learn from my newer units that were out there in these other markets that I wasn't personally running. So it's a learning experience. But it's good to have franchisees that are open-minded, that understand it's a network. You know, we call it a family, and we learn from each other. We're not always going to agree, but we're going to learn from each other, and it's hopefully for the better of the entire system.
Did you know, early on, Eric, that you were going to franchise in order to, you know, grow this concept?
When I launched Retro Fitness, it was with the intent that I was going to scale it. And scalability happens only in two ways, right? You're scaling via corporate stores, raising a ton of money and having a ton of debt, or you're going to go in the franchising route, which is as valuable. You know what I mean? You're growing it a different way, but you're still raising, you know, essentially capital via, you know, the franchisees. So the franchisees are putting their money in, they're growing, they're benefiting, and they're sharing in that benefit. And I knew when I launched Retro that I certainly wanted to scale it across the country because I was really excited about it. And you never dream up, you know, and I guess a lot of entrepreneurs might say this, you never can dream up as great as it could actually be.
Sure.
You think you have, but
right.
When it winds up taking its own twists and turns and when fate takes part in where it's going to go and has a hand in your destiny, it's amazing what really actually does happen. You can never imagine how it can happen, the people you meet and all the money's great. Listen, it's great to be successful when we've got the system doing, you know, close to $100 million in gross sales. Now, that's all beautiful.
Wow.
But you really can never anticipate all the relationships you build along the way, the people you meet, the experiences and the knowledge you gain as you're growing the system that way. So I knew I was going to be big. I didn't know how big it was actually going to get, and I'm so excited that it's launching to be much bigger. I never thought that private equity would be knocking on my door and people would want to partner.
Right.
It's just crazy, and it's a blessing, and I'm very blessed that my path took the path that it did.
That's fantastic. And I have good news. I can see Lee just called. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, Lee. It's great to have you on the phone. I was, you know, I was asking Eric about you earlier, Lee. You know, I remember reading about you, and remember you saying at an early age you wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I don't know if you wanted to be an entrepreneur even before being a football player. I was thinking maybe you could tell us a little bit about, you know, your background and your transition from, you know, being a professional athlete to business ownership.
Well, just the transition from being an NFL athlete to just an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
It's been difficult just because of the experience that you don't get in the real world in, you know, a business sense. But
right.
In a way, you know, the NFL, it's still a job.
Right.
You know, you still have to carry out tasks, you know, for a team and, you know, to be successful. So some of the, I guess, similar tools that to be successful as a person and as a organization, you know, you have those with an NFL
right.
team. But it's all different when, you know, running a business yourself, you know, the finances, you know, paying
sure.
people and, you know, all that. So just to, you know, that's to me is the biggest transition, but I have a lot of help, you know, Retro, you know, has
mm-hmm.
helped as well. And you know, I just built relationships and partners that have, you know, been in the gym business, you know, that can help me along the way. So, you know,
right.
that's the thing, you know, is building partnerships and building with guys that you trust, and
mm-hmm.
that's going to help me along the way. But I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just wanted to be my own boss.
That's fantastic.
What
was it about, retrofitters? Because I know, too, Lee, you had your pick. I mean, you could have went with pretty mm-hmm. much any industry, any franchise that you wanted. So, I was saying, to Eric earlier, I mean, it's really a strong testimonial that, you went forward with retrofitters, which I think, by the way, I mean, you made a great choice. What was it about them that stood out that you said, okay, this is the company or this is the franchise that I'm going to go with?
Well, what it was for me first was just, the brand, because, I kind of felt like the brand was similar to me.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, similar to me as in football-wise. So,
right.
I was kind of, known in the place where I, played, not really known, in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was a good player, a great product. Retro is a great product. They're great in New Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
And they have other places. They do have some in Maryland, in Virginia, and I
mm-hmm.
think for Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to help it grow, to be, that bigger chain.
Right.
I guess even in my market to where I'm at. And just meeting Eric and just
mm-hmm.
seeing his enthusiasm and the way he worked and the way he was so passionate about it, that's another thing. And their customer service, they want to please their customers. And that's one thing, I love to do just as an athlete, you love to please the fans. You love,
right.
to do your job and do it well. And so that's what Eric, when I first went to a meeting and met him and saw him speak. He was just very enthusiastic about it. And like I said, it's just a great product. It's unique.
Yeah.
It was just similar things, to me as a person, as a player, what Retro was in, the gym business. So
right.
I just felt like it was a good fit.
It's interesting how you're saying, about the values. It sounds like it was almost like, sometimes on this show, we compare it to a marriage. And it's funny, before, you called in today, I mean, Eric was saying the same thing about you. It sounds like the same exact conversation, is there was, both of you knew that it was a good match between, the mm-hmm. two of you coming together, which is going to make it into, a strong franchise relationship. So I think that's fantastic. What did you learn as a professional football player that's transferable to entrepreneurship as a franchisee of Retro Fitness, Lee?
Just work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And just knowing that, what you can do early on, because, I compare it to football all the time because, as a rookie, I didn't know much, but, you have to latch on to the people who know what they're doing. So you grow from there. And, I was a good rookie. I didn't play
mm-hmm.
much, but I learned from the guys. But as I played special teams, I did good. And then as I got to start, I did even better. So that's all I want to do is latch on to, and that's why I picked franchising and not, do my own thing, because I wanted to just, be with somebody that's been there and that's done that and that knows what, they're
mm-hmm.
doing and just let it grow. So in football, it just taught me it work ethic. It taught me just patience. It taught me, it also taught me, how to kind of use my money wisely.
Right.
Just in the way, they paid us. And I came in as an undrafted free agent. So, to the average person, it's a lot of money. But to an NFL player, it wasn't much. So, it just taught me, how to be frugal, just
mm-hmm.
and work together as a team for just one common goal.
That's fantastic. What's the training like, Eric? Maybe you could talk a little bit about that. You know, like once you know that there is a match, you know, between you and the franchisee, what happens after that point?
Well, at that point, once we, you know, we together make a collective decision that we're going to move forward, they decide, hey, we're going to, you know, we want to be a franchisee, and we just say, hey, this is a franchisee candidate, overqualified at every category. At that point, we start talking about, you know, geography. You know, the first decision for a franchisee is always, you know, where do they want to go after they make the decision of, I want to go in the direction of your brand. So then we sit down together, as we did with Lee and Lee's group, and said, what do we think is the best development strategy? And it's great because when you can get a match to where we want to go and where the franchisee wants to be, it's really a win-win because the enthusiasm on both parties' efforts is intense. It's 150%. And, you know, we're so excited to kind of develop the market that Lee's going into. And, you know, we've already, you know, prior to, as Lee was coming in, we had an opportunity to do a really big advertising push in those markets where we only have a handful of gyms. And we were really excited that even before that Lee and the group signed on, we were saying, hey, we're gonna do this health expo. We're going to put on, you know, some TV commercials there, just kind of seeding the soil, if you will, tilling it a little bit. So when we finally get in there, it's like, okay, we got to get the brand really recognized here, and how are we going to do that together? We're going to spend some national ad fund dollars there. We're going to put some boots on the ground. You know, we're really just excited about it. In fact, we hired the area representative, the person that will be working with Lee's group, you know, before they even signed, and he was only there for like two or three gyms. Normally we put a guy in the market where there's 30 or 40 gyms.
Right.
But we knew that the growth of Lee's group, and it's so important to us that we brought on, you know, a full-time salaried person from our team to put into that market who's been training with us, you know, for almost a month and a half now.
Wow, that's fantastic. What's the technology like? I mean, you know, the industry has changed a lot, Eric, you know, over, you know, the last several decades. I mean, how is technology used today, particularly with retro fitness?
Oh, that's such a great question. It's almost like you led the horse right to water with that one. You know, because we're coming on the heels in 3 days of our franchise, Retro Fitness Franchise Conference, our fifth annual conference is coming up. And one of the largest things I'm going to speak about is all of the technology that we are about to launch. Our app is about to launch. We've got this insane new fitness software that's a sales module tracking software that tracks our guests from entrance into, you know, years into their membership with us. And it's all technology-based stuff. So it's amazing that you mentioned that because we are really excited about all that stuff, Marty. I mean, there's some phenomenal technology advances. Even the newest treadmills that are out right now that I'm testing right now in my basement. I literally have a retro fitness built in my basement of my home, and I test every piece of equipment that we put that's new into a gym. I literally bring it, and I work out on it because if I can't break it, the odds are my average member won't break it either.
True,
I mean,
right.
I do everything from spray water bottles onto the screens of these things to hit it with my cell phone, and I do all kinds of crazy things with this. In fact, you know, we've joked around to film this because it's pretty funny to watch. But the technology that's integrated now into the newest machines that Lee will have in his store is just unbelievable. And the stuff that he'll have in his new gyms is almost like light years away from just a few years ago what we were putting into our clubs because the technology is advancing so much. You can track your workouts differently. There's interaction. You can literally, you know, if you wanted to go on Facebook when you're on a treadmill now, you can. I mean, just crazy things.
Right. And, you've been in this industry a long time, Eric, too, so I guess you've seen a lot of those changes. It must be amazing for you and Lee, you as well, you know, to see all these technological changes that have taken place over the last, like, 5 years in your industry is overwhelming. It's fascinating.
We call it going from the Flintstones to the Jetsons, and it almost happened overnight.
That's a great way to put it. So, Lee, what territory are you in for retro fitness in the United States?
Well, just the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
Okay, good. That's good. That's fantastic. And we have, about a minute left. Eric, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites you want them to go to, any numbers that they should call?
Visiting, you know, retrofitness.net or retrofitness.com. We actually own both of them. And there's a link right on there, you know, open your own retro. And there's tons of great Q&A things on there. There's contact right to our director of development, Jason Matz, and you can get all the information right from our website to get a hold of us.
And I want to thank you again, Eric and Lee. And Lee, I'm a big fan, by the way, so it was a privilege to talk to you and you as well, Eric. And again, I'd like to invite you back, you know, next year as you guys continue to grow.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Thanks, Marty.
Okay, thanks so much, Eric. Thanks, Lee. Have a great day today.
I'll see you in a few days. I'll see you at the convention.
We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Reach podcast you get to hear, a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now almost 6 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today you're going to get to hear from Lauren Stock Cohen, who is a veteran of the franchise industry, who first franchised Great American Cookies 33 years ago. He became the first ever franchisee inducted into the International Franchise Association Hall of Fame, and you're going to get to hear from him right now.
Yeah, I like it. Let's do it.
What was it that made you decide to go into franchising, Doc? I mean, again, you had, you know, a couple different choices, I guess, at that time of your life. What was it about, you know, becoming a franchisee?
Well, I had been part of other startups, and I knew just how difficult it was to begin a concept. So let's just say I had wanted to be Doc's Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done that. I could have said, all right, right, well, now I've got to develop a recipe. I've got to do my marketing program. I've got to get the financing. I've got to do an operations manual. I got to figure out how to do it. I got to figure out where the locations ought to be. And your franchising, a lot of that's done for you already. A franchise provides a concept that's been proven and tested. Somebody else has done all that work. The systems are typically in place and have been revised over time to prove that they can be successful, and
uh-huh.
It was just a great way to go.
Question I've been dying to ask you is, what's changed in franchising? I mean, you've been involved in it for such a long time now. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen, Doc, over that time?
Well, there have been a number of them. I think probably the most significant is the level of sophistication of the franchisee today, as opposed to when I went into it. And you know, I don't think I'm the most unsophisticated person in the world, looking mm-hmm. back. But I really went into this without doing sufficient homework. And so, as I said, a lot of this was luck back then. Today, franchisees are much more likely to have very strong legal advice, very strong financial advice, are familiar with things like business plans. I didn't know what a business plan was when I went into business. I had no idea what a business plan was. And today's franchisees are much more knowledgeable about those things. And today, franchisees are more likely to be multi-unit and multi-brand.
Right.
That's something that has changed significantly over the years, is that today you find franchisees like myself, in fact, that operate multiple brands and sometimes across different companies. So, you know, we have two brands in our from my own franchisor, and then I operate actually three other concepts.
Wow, that's interesting. Are you surprised about the number of franchise systems and the number of industries that are now franchising back? I mean, when you first got into this, you know, going back 33 years ago, I mean, there weren't as many systems, there weren't as many industries. I guess it might have been maybe a little easier to get into franchising because it seems like there's so many choices and so many industries today. Are you surprised at the number of systems and industries?
No, not at all. I mean, it's funny because 33 years ago, I was thinking, oh my gosh, how do I get to be a franchisee? You must really have to know somebody to get one of these franchises. And what I think's happened over the years is that as franchising has grown, people have recognized that it's such a great way to grow a business. So you have an entrepreneur who has this great idea, and the entrepreneur develops the idea and sees it bloom, and it gets he or she gets going with it, and it's really fantastic. And then somebody else sees it and says, "Gee, you know, that's a great idea. I'd like to do it." And you know, as an entrepreneur, you may be sitting there with limited capital, and you say, "Well, yeah, I can teach you how to do this," and you really get excited about the prospect of teaching someone else how to do the business that you've developed and grown. And I think that's what's exciting about franchising. And that's why I think, for one reason anyway, why franchising has grown. It's a great way for an entrepreneur to get more rapid growth of a concept that that he or she has developed.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.